Yes, I can confirm that our cantonment site, which is a peace cantonment site under the Joint Military Ceasefire Commission, was attacked in Kafueta South. The name of the cantonment site is called Lowarain. Five officers who were there got killed, including even the cantonment site commander. This is really a very big setback. We are yet to establish what exactly happened and where the attack came from.
How many people were in the cantonment site?
The initial number was about 1,000 plus, but then they moved them to the training centers, leaving the commander plus some few. I believe what we have there could be less than about 100. But also with shortage of food and other basic services in the cantonment site, which include also lowering, some of them decided to go home to go and look for food. So those who were there were mainly a protection force for the cantonment site that are able to stay. That's why they were able to be attacked and able to get out. But the cantonment site was really burnt out. Only some few houses are left behind.
Okay, so what is happening now?
At the moment, of course, we got the information yesterday, and yesterday GED was for a meeting. They couldn't sit down in regards to what happened in Lowarain. But I believe today the command of the JDB will meet and they will make a decision on what to do next in regards to the attack that happened in Lowarain cantonment site. But what I know is the officials on the ground, including the Minister for Peace at the state level, visited the cantonment site with some local authorities. They're able to see what happened. And what is left now is for the peace mechanism to be able to assess what happened and make some investigation so that whoever attacked the cantonment site can be held accountable.
Where are the other people who were in the cantonment site? You said five of them were killed, including the commander. Now, where are the others?
Of course, when the attack happened, people ran away. So I believe they ran away and they were in the bushes. And, you know, cantonment site is a little bit far from, Lowarain is far from the residence. So it will take them time to make sure they go to the nearest village, which is Kormachi, to be able to get information so that we are able to establish exactly what happened. But at the moment, the cantonment site is empty. We don't know, because we don't know who really attacked. If we had established that maybe the attack came from this force or from this community, then we'll be able to exactly know who to talk to. But at the moment, we can't really tell because we do not know exactly who attacked the cantonment site.
Any final remark on that before I led you to another incident about SPLA-IO?
What I can tell is that we are at the moment moving forward with the implementation of the security arrangement. Like I said, I just told you, we had a meeting yesterday at the mechanism level being led by the chairperson of JDB and his co-chairs. In relation to what I can say, the unification of our command and also the organization of the forces in the training center so that graduation can commence as soon as possible. This is a way forward because we were given 7 days by the principals through the NPC, and now we form a committee to make sure that this process goes as soon as possible. So this is a positive move towards the implementation of the peace agreement, especially the security arrangement. We cannot succeed in bringing peace through the barrel of a gun. It's not going to be helpful. We need to strategize to make sure that we find the best solution to finding the real peace in this country. At the moment, every South Sudan needs one peace, and they want to move freely in all these routes. But the attack in Lowarain is a threat to avoid a Tory road, because people will be afraid, because the cantonment side is just right on the roadside. So that attack means that road is not going to be very safe, because we don't know who attacked. It could be community versus community, or maybe an attack from a rebel group. We do not know. But what I know is we can move forward with violence.
Now, this is another issue that we are raising, that it is a recent incident about the National Security Services members of IO who came under a surprise attack by the unknown gunmen in the area of Yell of Ulang County in Upper Nile State last Sunday evening, which brought to a loss of 3 officers on spot and 4 wounded officers. So what is your reaction on this?
It's the same with the attack in Lowarain. In attack on the HLIO base or in the cantonment site, it's act of violation, and it's a criminal act which we cannot really tolerate. We know our mandate at the moment as HLIO is to be able to defend ourselves, not to be on offensive. So what happened to the national security base is something that investigated, and I don't know why at this time, particularly at this very moment, when we are implementing the security arrangement, that this kind of attacks are happening. We know there are people who are against the implementation of the security arrangement due to some reason, one reason or the other. But also we know that we have some communal violence. We cannot take communal violence to the training centers or to cantonment side or to any barracks. Any SPLIO cantonment side is the same as the military barracks, which need to be respected and which need to be left under the military. You cannot subject them to attack just because the SPLIO is in that